Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Yeah, well, I don't think the Patriots are done. You know, I just don't. I think they'll be making calls. Doesn't mean they get something done. But I think they'll be looking to try to get something done. Yeah, look, the Eagles just made another trade. The Eagles are always busy. The Dolphins, I think, like I said, will trade one of those guys. I think the Saints will move on. You know, those are some of the teams, but, you know, it should be a fairly busy 5-6 days here coming up.
Time now for the Christian Arcan Show.
Yo, it's all over.
On WEEI.
Good evening, welcome in. It's the Christian Arcan Show here, WEEI. We are live in our Brighton studios. We are powered by Verizon. We are Boston Sports Original, and tonight we are here with you for...
For about 35, 45 minutes.
That's actually true. That's actually true. For the first time ever, that's been true. We're here for about, if we just take on-air time and remove the commercials, because, you know, I'm not here for the commercials. It's about 35, 45 minutes. Just like in Friday. With Mr. Parker there. Anyways... we got a lot to get to here, not a lot of time to get to it, so let's throw open the phone lines here early and often at 617-779-7937. I want to do a little bit on the Patriots, the trade deadline, the moves that got made yesterday. One of them I announced when the Keon White deal was announced. We got to that right before we signed off and handed it over to the World Series, which we are going to be again doing tonight. As this series now knotted up at 2 games apiece, Blue Jays and the Dodgers will get going. Game 5 in L.A. tonight, Blake Snell and Trey Savage, the two guys who pitched in Game 1. So you'll have that right here on your home for World Series Baseball, WEEI, coming up right at 7 o'clock. But in the meantime, let's get down to what Adam Schefter had to say right there and the events of the last 24 hours, which have, I think, definitely laid out a blueprint here for what we should, and emphasis on should, not will, but should expect from the Patriots in the next 5 days, because the trade deadline is on Tuesday, and this is, I think, a pretty consequential trade deadline for the Patriots, but maybe not in the way that you would think. When I say it's consequential, I think that there's a very good opportunity here for the Patriots to make some moves. They just got some draft capital. I don't know. I mean, hopefully they shoot a little higher than guys you can get for a 6th-round pick. But I also think that depth is a real issue on this team. And scheme fit is a real issue on this team for some of the Belichick holdovers. Now, not all of them. Marcus Jones is still here. Christian Gonzalez is obviously still here. You look down, up and down the rest of the defense. Guys like Christian Ellis, Chasen, Jalen Hawkins. You know, there's guys who, Jelani Tavai is still around. Jennings is still around, although who knows? We don't see those guys out on the field very often. Marte Mapu is another one. Most of the defense has been remade. Between Milton Williams, Barmore's another one. Barmore's another one who's still there, having some issues, it seems like, but still a guy that Vrabel is comfortable with and who, you know, maybe on the second or third step when it comes to his fate maybe being tied up to the same thing as guys like Duggar and Keon White. I think the big difference, though, is that Christian Barmore is a scheme fit. And if you're a scheme fit, you're going to get the benefit of the doubt. If you're not a scheme fit and you're not performing, it's just not going to happen. And I think that Vrabel was ready to pull the ripcord. The question is, You free up some money. You free up some roster spots. What's the end game here? Because there has to be one more than just we needed to get rid of a couple of guys who weren't scheme fits and trade them for sixes and also have to throw in a seventh. Because this seems to me more like housekeeping than it does an urgent move that needed to be made. The type of housekeeping that you do when you have something big planned. Now, I'm a little torn on that, whether I want them to make one big honking move, you know, one big Godfather type of trade and bring in a real game wrecker. I mean, obviously, everybody wants that. That's great material for the show. That's great talkers for the rest of the week, for the rest of the season. Wow, the Patriots really went for it at the trade deadline. I would love that, of course. But practically, when I look at this roster and I look at what their real needs are, I'm not sure that, you know, it'd be great to improve the pass rush. It would be. You can do that without going overboard. You can absolutely do that without going overboard. And I also feel like you have a team that's clicking right now. You want to make it better. You want to buttress it, of course. But you have a team that's clicking in a way that I sort of look at it and think, yeah, you know, add on. But how much do we need to really disrupt this thing that seems to be humming right now? And that can be a dangerous mindset to have, obviously. You start reading your own press clippings. You think you're better than you are. They've played a schedule that is not going to be demonstrative of what a schedule in a postseason team would look like. You know, they've only played a couple of teams that have those sort of aspirations this year. And that's all fair. That's all well and good. But I think that when you look at the depth on this team, depth on a team that has now been depleted here, you are not great in the secondary at safety. You are not great on the edge. You're not great. I know that Hawkins just had one of the best interceptions at safety that I've ever seen in my life a couple days ago. One of the best I've ever seen in my life. That was awesome. But Dale Pettis, Craig Woodson, that's a rookie. They got this John Saunders fellow who everyone's all excited about. I'm not going to say anything about him until until I see him out there on the field. But it does seem like the early returns are all very positive with him. We'll see. He's a free safety, too, by the way, so I'd imagine if he's out there, he'd be, you know, the third guy in deep sets, or he'd be out there to spell Hawkins or whatever. But I also feel like Hawkins is playing pretty well. Over on the other side, which is where Kyle Duggar was, you got some players, you got some bodies. You clearly weren't enamored with Kyle Duggar. I remember him playing in that third preseason game. You knew right then that this was a possibility. You knew right then when you saw him out there in that last preseason game that it was possible he wasn't going to be here. I think a lot of people were surprised he survived this long and you know played this many weeks into the season, especially if they had eyes on doing something like this to begin with. That being said, you move on from him. Your secondary is, I think, in a pretty good place. Your pass rush is not. And Keon White, I mean, we talked about this last night after the deal went down. Keon White being traded away is a pretty clear example of not just making room, because you want to make room if that's where you're targeting. If you're targeting the pass rush, if you're targeting the edge, then you got to make some room there. And if there's anybody that has any kind of trade value, then you dangle them around. I mean, you know, you could have maybe, no one's trading Milton Williams, obviously. I wonder if maybe Barmore got dangled out there. I wonder, I doubt Chasen did because they seem to really like him. Tonga, I think, is, you know, I don't know if they'd have a big market. But he's in the middle anyway. You know, Williams is end, but I feel like you see him mostly in the interior. We're talking about the edge here. We're talking about guys coming off the edge. And Landry, I think, is a good player in the situations that he's out there. I like when he gets after the quarterback, but I think we can all agree that if there's one thing missing here, really missing with this team, it's a pass rush. And you also got to remember who the head coach is. The head coach is someone who vowed when he got here that he was going to build this team from the inside out. He made that the message. He made that the slogan. Everyone was on board with it.
Time to get to work.
Defensive line, very active. Bringing in new guys, revamping that defense. I mean, I just gave you the list. There's a ton of new guys on this defense. And he just got rid of two more of the ones that were already here. You know, Juwan Bentley, gone. Duggar, gone. Keon White, gone. And that's just thank you very much. Peppers, too. Out of here. And there's been a lot of that. There's been a lot of that. The people in the Belichick scheme the people that Bill generally targeted have found themselves kind of on the outside looking in when it comes to Vrabel and what he's been trying to do. And I don't think that's necessarily Vrabel trying to be like a bully. I think he's got a real clear idea of what this defense is to be, and it clashes with the way the defense was built prior to this. And we also have to remember something, that after Belichick got fired, a lot of contracts went out to a lot of players who, in retrospect, really shouldn't have been getting paid like that. Now, on the other hand, this team still has a ton of cap space. Even after they handed out all those contracts, they still led the league in cap space. So I kind of get it from that perspective. You don't want to be under the floor. But you look at it and think, man, if they had just moved on from some of these players and used that money to replace them with better players like we did this past offseason, like you saw them do this past offseason, we, like I'm in the front office, but you know what I mean. If that was the mandate, you know, a year or two ago, then maybe this would have been different. Maybe this could have been a different experience. Elliot Wolf is still the guy making some of the picks, right? I mean, it's not like it's all different people. Vrabel has certainly wielded more influence. But I think that's a huge, huge factor here. And part of the reason why you're seeing this team buy in so much. These are guys that Vrabel believed in. He brought them in here. If you were someone that got paid in the old regime, that's great. Good for you. But we may not have a place for you. And as it turns out, he barely has a place for any of them. I mean, there's not a lot of the Belichick guys still around here. And to hear Adam Schefter say that the Patriots aren't done with trades, I would hope not. I would hope not. Because the one thing I fear when I look at all this and I look at the, you know, moves that got made here in the last day and last night, the one thing that makes you sort of wonder and, you know, raises an eyebrow or two is, well, what if they target someone and they don't get the deal done? It's the Patriots, after all. It's the Patriots. Not to mention, you're a team with a pretty shallow front. You know, you're pretty top heavy. You got a lot of good starters. You don't have a lot of depth. You get depth through the draft. And let me rephrase that. Other teams get depth through the draft. You don't. Your last five drafts, I retweeted it today. It is ugly. I mean, it's truly sad when you look at how this all went down. And I think that looking at the roster, looking at who made it and who didn't, if this team is going to be serious about this year, you can go out into the trade market and not mortgage the future. And I don't think mortgaging the future is the right answer. I think that if you're a team that's had as many bad drafts in a row as you've had, and there's been plenty, you can't afford to start throwing first and second and third, you know, round picks around. First 2 days, I don't think you have that kind of juice. You got a good team right now. But you have a team that's kind of got a piano hanging over it at any given moment, you know, like a couple of key injuries and all of a sudden all these good feelings are right out the door. And I'm not talking about Drake May. Obviously Drake May gets injured and yeah, you know, everything's foobar. All right. That's not what I mean. I mean, you know, Milton Williams goes down. Morgan Moses has an injury. Robert Spillane, Christian Gonzalez, who's already missed some time this year with his hamstring. You're thin. You're thin out there. And mortgaging the future to get a Trey Hendrickson or something, which, again, would be good for us. It's good fodder. It's good stuff to talk about. And, of course, Trey Hendrickson would add instant credibility to that pass rush. No doubt about it. But the cost of that, I think, is prohibitive. I would say something like that I would consider prohibitive. And I'm not trying to be a nervous Nelly here. I'm not trying to tell you that this team is, you know, really the inches away from it all going to hell. But we're not even halfway through the year yet. We're not even halfway through the season yet. And if you're asking me what I think is a more urgent need right now, pass rush or depth on the at various positions, I think it's depth. The problem is trading for depth is kind of complicated. If you want to go out there and just trade for a bunch of random guy, you know, like, well, do we need to trade him? Do we wait for him to get cut and then go try and put a waiver claim in? Then you start getting into that whole conversation. Well, do we actually want to give up draft capital and go out and get a guy that may get cut? You know, do we really want to? It's the same thing I'm sure the Steelers were thinking, and White getting traded to, where'd White get traded to? The Niners.
San Francisco.
You know, like, it's though they were probably looking and thinking the same thing. Should we wait these guys out? Should we wait them out and see if they get cut and then just pick them up? No, it's urgent for the Niners. They lost, I said Joey Bosa last night. Nick Bosa's out. Warner's out. All these guys are out. They needed to do something quickly. They liked Keon White. They went and got him. The Steelers going after Duggar the way they did is a little bit more like, yeah, right, okay. Well, yeah, listen, you want to give us something for him here, go ahead and take it. And I think that's what they were looking to do. As far as the move going forward, I think it's pretty clear. The Patriots, if they're busy at the deadline, that means they're making multiple moves. And that's sort of what I gleaned from Schefter there. He said they're going to be busy at the deadline. Busy at the deadline doesn't mean just making one big godfather offer for Trey Hendrickson or something like that. Not that's what I think. I mean, they, you know, who knows? But if he's hearing that they're going to be at, they're making a lot of moves, then that means, I think, they're going to be doing potentially what you just saw the Niners and the Steelers do, but in reverse, and getting guys that are scheme fits. And I know that's not as exciting. It's not as sexy. I just, you know, that's what it sounds like they're going to be doing. They're going to be trying to identify guys that they feel like will fit in. You know, it may not be a name you've heard of, but hey, they figure if he can play in this system, then we can make him into a star. It's what Belichick did for years with his system. You know, they'd pick up guys that no one ever heard of. Say, all right, well, let's see what he's got. He works in the system? Okay, well, you got something there. And that was the case for many, many players. Many, many players over the last 20-plus years on offense and defense who just fit. Vrabel getting a head start on that, I think, is a good thing. I do. But I also think trading for depth can be kind of a iffy proposition. So we'll see what they actually end up doing. Adam Schefter was also on the Pat McAfee show, and he got a little bit more in-depth about what the team may be looking to do and who they may be targeting. If we could have that here. This is from Pat McAfee earlier today. Here's Schefter.
Well, the Patriots are very interesting to me because, to me, they're a little bit like the Commanders were last year. There were not a lot of people expecting Washington to be in the spot that it was. And because they had won and because they had been so successful, they went out and then traded for Marshon Lattimore at the deadline. And I could see the Patriots making a move here, whether it's for a defensive back, whether it's for another running back, for a little bit of running back depth, whether it's for another wide receiver, although those wide receivers are playing really well right now. I could see New England saying, hey, we're in this great spot right now. We got a chance to beat Buffalo for the division. We got a chance to host a home playoff game. Oh. A lot of excitement. Drake May is lighting it up right now. By the way, he actually also is in the MVP conversation right now with the way that he's played so far. And yeah, I wouldn't be surprised if New England made a move here before the deadline.
Okay. Defensive back or running back. Schefter says he's hearing. I think that makes sense. Defensive back is a little nebulous. They could probably go corner or safety or both. Running back. Interesting. How far are you willing to go there at running back? How far do you want to take it? There are some running backs out there who should be on the table. Big name running backs, guys you've heard of. The Patriots did just pick up
D'Ernest Johnson.
D'Ernest Johnson from the Browns, who is a name that was on some radars earlier. He was their third or fourth guy. People were sort of looking at him and thinking, okay, you know, a lot of teams want running back help. Is anyone actually going to go out and do it? They are signing Terrell Jennings from the practice squad and also signing D'Ernest Johnson to the practice squad. And now you have a couple more options there. That's sort of what I was anticipating. I was anticipating a move on that level. Not the type of move that makes you go, okay, Derrick Henry's coming to town. You know, not the type of move that really gets you want to get up and start breakdancing. The type of move that makes sense practically, someone you can go out and not spend a lot on, but who can give you a couple of carries, be a change-up back, and hopefully Henderson continues to develop and Ramondre Stevenson stops fumbling. And that's what they're looking for. Are they looking for someone to take over the running back room? I doubt it. As far as defensive end, on the defensive side of the ball, I could see Vrabel maybe going a little bit more above and beyond for a defensive player, but I also think that when you're talking defensive backs, potential, you know, pass rushers, you're looking at that. You're looking at guys who are scheme fits, guys that aren't going to cost a ton. And if they're able to make a couple of those moves work, I could see them being active. But I wouldn't put all your eggs in the idea of a big splashy name. I think that is not really what's in the cards here. And if you think about it practically, this team can't afford to be giving up their day one and day two draft picks and going for those guys. I just don't think they can afford it at this point. 617-779-7937 is the phone number. We'll have more on the Patriots and the trade deadline as well. Joe Braverman here is going to get you caught up on what's trending. And then we haven't talked a lot about the Celtics or the Bruins lately. The two teams need to be discussed. We'll start with the Bruins, who actually had a good night last night. We'll get to the Celtics as well and a little World Series for you. On top of that, first, here's Joe with what's trending.
The Greg Hill Show, weekdays 6 to 10.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending Now is brought to you by Jackson Lumber and Millwork. The Patriots were back at practice today, getting ready for their Week 9 matchup at Gillette with the Falcons. Morgan Moses via rest and Ramondre Stevenson with a toe issue were the only two names that did not practice. Christian Barmore, Garrett Bradbury, Stephon Diggs, and Kyrius Tonga were all limited. For Atlanta, head coach Raheem Morris feels quote-unquote really good about Michael Penix Jr. starting at quarterback this Sunday. Penix was limited today, along with some of his favorite targets, Drake London and Kyle Pitts. In roster news, the Pats have added running back Terrell Jennings to the 53-man roster, and they have signed veteran running back D'Ernest Johnson to the practice squad. Also around the NFL, the Lions and pass rusher Aiden Hutchinson have agreed to a four-year, $180 million extension. $141 million of it is guaranteed. And the Eagles are acquiring defensive back Michael Carter II and a 2027 seventh-round pick from the New York Jets for receiver John Metchie III and a 2027 sixth-round pick. The Celtics are back in action with a home matchup against the Cavaliers. Jaylen Brown is probable with what's being listed as reconditioning from his left hamstring strain. Tip-off from TD Garden is set for 7 o'clock. And the World Series is tied at 2 games apiece between the Blue Jays and the Dodgers, with Game 5 set to take place tonight. Trey Savage and Blake Snell is your pitching matchup. You can listen to ESPN Radio's coverage of the Fall Classic right here on 93.7 WEEI-FM, beginning at 7 o'clock. First pitch scheduled for 8. Contractors, builders, and homeowners, visit Jackson Lumber and Millwork for all your residential remodeling or commercial building materials and supplies. Jackson Lumber and Millwork, providing solutions and delivering results since 1946. I'm Joe Braverman, and that's what's trending on WEEI and WEEI.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day, yeah?
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend. created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
And this game has gone final. A rousing comeback by the Boston Bruins. They spot the Islanders a 2-0 lead and roar back with five of their own. And they flushed last night's game in Ottawa. The game winner coming from Mikey Aisimano with a goal and assist here tonight. Jonas Korpisalo was spectacular. Your final, Bruins 5 and the Islanders 2.
You know, the sun came up this morning, and every day in this league is a new opportunity to prove yourself and to bounce back and, you know, try and redeem yourself. So that was kind of what we did. We had everything in front of us, 55 minutes to try and get back into the game, and that's exactly what we did.
Christian Arcan Show here, WEEI. Bruins scored a 5-2 win over the Islanders last night. Mike Aisimont with the game winner, true. Morgan Geeky had a power play goal, his eighth of the year. He's on pace for a big year right now. Pasternak had his sixth. Elias Lindholm had his fourth. But I believe the story of the game was a decision made by Marco Sturm as Mason Lauri, a healthy scratch, after the 7-2 blowout loss against the Senators. That's a loss that Lauri, I think, played a relatively big role in, not as big as some of the other games that he's had, which were far uglier. The Florida game springs to mind immediately. He was involved in almost all those goals. They replaced him with Jonathan Asperet. Lauri off to a slow start. Sturm said, "We expect more from him, and sometimes you have to hit that reset button. It's not like we want to bury him. I want to help him, and that's part of the process. He's done some good things, but too many mistakes lately." In 11 games this season, 1 goal, 5 assists. And you also had the return of Hampus Lindholm, which is, I think, really the story here. Now, do I think that Hampus Lindholm coming back and playing well, he did play well, is going to elevate this team from outside to the inside of this playoff picture? No. But I think that what you've been watching and what you've been seeing here has been sort of an incomplete look at what this team really is and really should be. That said, they've won 2 out of 3. They have a winning record at home. They are early on in the process. But what they really need to do is figure out, number one, which of these combos is going to work? Which of these other D-men needs to be cast aside in the way that Lauri was? And again, Lauri, I think at some point, will be a real contributor on this team, and he's shown some flashes this year, offensively, of being that puck-moving guy that we all were sort of hoping for. He's shown flashes of that. But what he's shown more than flashes of is just an inability to be in the right spot, inability to check guys and mark oncoming rushers. It's been a total bleep show with him in his own end so far this year. And it's not just him. It's been bad with Peak. I don't think Charlie McAvoy had been playing particularly well. Although I did like what he had to say there. You know, the sun came up today, and each day in the league is a new opportunity to prove yourself. If that's the mentality that he's taking on and some of these other veteran D-men are taking on, then I think that can't be a bad thing.
You know, the sun came up this morning, and
yeah, you just don't want to keep falling on that and keep pointing to that. Well, you know, sun came up today, right? It's like, right, but, you know, what are we doing here? Yeah, Joe.
I thought it was like an overcast day, wasn't it?
It was.
So
it wasn't a particularly sunny day.
Yeah.
It's true. Jeremy Swayman, I know Andy wanted me to talk about this. Korpisalo, very good last night, I thought. It was under siege and played well. I think that Swayman has had a mix of good and bad games. I don't think that he's been awful. I don't think he's been a complete bust. That Senators game was certainly nothing to write home about. But, you know, I don't think those were all his fault. I thought he played his ass off against the Avalanche. I thought that was one of the better games that he's had. I thought he played very well in the Florida game. I thought that he made a lot of great key saves in that game. But all in all, you need more from him. He needs to be better. I'm not going to shy away from that. He's not been getting a lot of help. in front of them, and they certainly haven't been scoring a ton of goals to maybe mask the fact that he's still not quite where he needs to be. But he needs to be better. If he's getting paid like that, he needs to be better. And I think that all you have to do is just look at that guy across from him over there in Sorokin last night. Another guy who got a big, big contract and who really hasn't been playing up to it. And there's a lot of goalies, I think, that you can sort of point to over the last couple of years who held out, got paid, and then immediately not went in the tank, but didn't quite live up to their contracts and certainly didn't play in a way that made it seem like it was a good investment. And that's sort of the rub here. I mean, you know, you get a young goalie, you see a couple of flashes, you see a good year, you see him in a good platoon like you had with Swayman and with Ullmark, and you start thinking, yeah, break this guy off and make him the main guy, and everything should be okay. That's the way it's supposed to work. That's the way the natural progression is supposed to go. And we've seen lots of teams over the years that had two good goalies on the team. I mean, it's not super rare. And I'm not saying they should have kept Ullmark, but I also think that when you go back to that whole thing, that whole process, the second they traded him, the next move should have been sign Swayman to whatever he wants, because we just traded away all our leverage. And there's no point in getting all tough and, you know, huffy about it now, because we don't really have another leg to stand on. Our other leg to stand on is Jonas Korpisalo, and, you know, he's a decent backup, but not anybody that I'd feel great about. As being your starter with a kid from Providence, Bussy or somebody, is the backup there. That doesn't make a lot of sense. That being said, I was somewhat enthused to see Lindholm there, but I'm going to have to see this team go on a real streak, you know, like a real, okay, now they're starting to click, now they're beating teams, now they've won six games in a row, that type of thing, you know, or a point streak of some kind, before I can officially declare anything other than they kind of suck. And that's where we are with the Bruins right now. As for your Boston Celtics, they were the topic of discussion on Inside the NBA. Just a few moments ago, Joe Braverman all over this. Here's what Sir Charles and his Ozempic had to say about the Celtics this year.
You got three guys who are available out of your top seven, eight players. You only got three of them available, and you think you're going to have success? That's impossible. I mean,
they did pick up Anthony Simons, who had 25 the other night in that game.
He's not better than Drew Holiday or Porzingis or whatever. You gave away more than you bought back. There's no way. Tatum, who I love, Porzingis was the reason they won the championship. Drew Holiday's one of the best leaders we got in the NBA. There's no way this team is going to be any good.
Okay. No way they're going to be any good. Kind of a vague, broad statement, but I understand what he's talking about, and I think that all you have to do is look at the box score and the rebounding totals, and you have a pretty good idea of what's ailing this team, what the problem is with this team. That game against the Pistons, that was tragic. I mean, there was no reason for them to go out there and get dominated in the second and third quarters like that. No reason for that. And they just got absolutely eaten alive on the boards. Out-rebounded 55-38. I mean, that's brutal, man. That's really brutal, and it's not the first time that happened. Now, against the Pelicans, who did not have Zion Williamson playing, they were able to dominate the boards, and they did. They out-rebounded the Pelicans 54-35, and they won the game by a lot. And I think that if Joe Mazzulla is going to prove that he can actually coach this team rather than just roll the ball out and tell him to make a read and find the two-on-one and shoot a three, then that's a great area to start. And I am not going to tell you that beating the 0-3 Pelicans is some great accomplishment, but for the Celtics, I mean, they needed a win. They needed a win badly, and they needed to stop getting beat on the boards, and they emphasized that. They made a point of going out there. Cade had a good game. Manad had a good game. Jaylen Brown grabbed a bunch of rebounds. Simons did. Garza did. You were at guys crashing the boards. You could tell that was an edict that came from the top. Now, whether they can keep that up tonight against a team like Cleveland, who, let's be honest here, I mean, you're talking about teams with good bigs. You know, they've gone up against some teams with good bigs here. You got all those guys ready to go. And for the Cavs, that's a team with an imposing front court. And, you know, Allen, Mobley, Hunter there at the small forward with Nance coming off the bench. Dean Wade coming off the bench. They got Thomas Bryan on the bench somewhere who's not any good, but he's another big body who can go out there and box out Nemus Kade or Garza or whoever else. And that, to me, I think, is a huge, huge issue. The biggest issue that they have, The second biggest issue that they have is that offensively, they're continuing to just go bombs away. And you think back to what Joe Mazzulla said in that very sort of angry press conference that led to what I thought was that angry media game, which he was annoyed because people were asking him about the three-point shots, and he got all huffy about it and said, we're searching the two-on-ones, and that's what we do, and that's the offense, and that's the way it works. And it's like, great, but it doesn't really seem like it's working, first of all, and second of all, you're not really creating a lot of offense. You're not creating much offense. Finding a two-on-one is fine. Finding an open three is fine. But if that's all you're hunting and it's not going down and, you know, you got Derek White chucking three, more threes. I think him and Steph Curry are tied for the league lead in three-pointers attempted. I know we're only four games in, but that's ridiculous. You know, he shouldn't be shooting that much. There's not a guy on this team that should be shooting that much from three-point range.
I said it for 3 years. I mean, you just keep ignoring what I said.
Yeah, no. We heard you. We heard you. We were wondering if maybe you'd changed your mind. We were wondering if maybe an adjustment was to be made. Wondering if maybe you looked down the bench and down at this roster and thought, you know, we don't have Porzingis anymore. We don't have Drew Holiday on the team anymore. We don't have Al Horford anymore. I mean, you know, you don't maybe think about Al Horford like that, but he's another guy who stretches the floor and another wide-open three-point shooter that you can feel good about getting the ball to. You don't feel that way about Nemus Kata. You don't feel that way about Garza and these other guys. You just don't. It's not that kind of team. And if he's going to keep coaching it that way, then okay. I mean, you know, it's his team. He's the coach. But I can't imagine that stubbornly sticking to that way of doing things is going to be all that useful and helpful for him. Just doesn't seem like that's the direction that it's going in right now. They have a real test tonight. And if they don't emphasize moving the ball around, trying to create offense, and not just bombing threes when you find your two-on-one, when they're not really hitting them like that this season so far, and if they get beat on the boards by Allen and Mobley and Hunter, which, I mean, listen, you know, a lot of teams get beat on the board by those three guys. That is a big, imposing front court. And guys who, in Mobley, can stretch the floor. Allen, not so much. Hunter definitely can. And the Celtics have to be ready for that. I know Mitchell. Is Mitchell playing tonight? He's day-to-day. I don't know if they've announced anything. Garland is out. But Mitchell is, I think, playing. We'll see. If he doesn't play, that changes a lot, obviously. He's their primary scorer. But even so, even with him out, if you're getting crushed on the boards, they're getting second chances. Donovan Mitchell, I mean, yeah, he's a great player, but you could still lose that game. And the Celtics, I think, are in danger here early on in the season. And Terp talked about this when we had him on last week, or I guess 2 weeks ago, that the start of the Celtics season is really tough. There's a lot of tough teams that they have to play. It is not an easy start here. And so far, they're drowning a little bit. This is a big test for them tonight. Yes, Joe?
If you want an update from Donovan Mitchell, listen to Katie George giving the report on Inside the NBA.
Okay.
Pretty good so far. We're hopeful. We're hopeful.
Indeed we are. Katie George. Play?
He said yes. He said he's going to play.
See?
All right. Well, that answers that. Donovan Mitchell.
Straight from the horse's mouth.
Playing tonight. I guess that solves that mystery. There you go. And we'll see what percentage he's at, how well he's playing, how well he's moving, all those things, as the Celtics take on Cleveland tonight at TD Garden. 617-779-7937 is the phone number. We got everything on the table right now. We got Patriots, the schedule, the trade deadline, the Bruins, the goaltending, the Celtics in the front court and the rebounds and all that stuff, all of it on the table for you here. When we come back, have some thoughts on the World Series, Ohtani pitching last night, and a moment in that game that I think could be, just based on one photograph, remembered as an all-time great moment. We'll get to that next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day, yeah?
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10-7 through 12-1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
18th in Yamamoto. There's a fly ball to deep left center field. Headed back there. It is gone! Brad Jr. gives the Jays the lead. The franchise face putting the team on his back.
I'll tell you, this guy's amazing, and he's ready for everything. I mean, this is the first mistake that Ohtani has made, and he didn't get it back.
It's the song of my people, you know. We stab. My people would sing it in French, though. I can't do it in French. I barely know it in English. It's a great song, though. Arcand, French-Canadian. Alcand. You know, it's funny. There's a guy in Montreal named Paul Arcand, and he's a radio host. I think he's like a conservative radio host. He does a show in French. I never know what the hell he's talking about. But there was a time where the station he works for in Montreal just happens to be 98.5 on the dial, too, which is funny. Because there was a time when he does like the morning show, like he's big up there. And so there was a time where I was the second most popular Arcand on 98.5 on the radio. You know, which was kind of funny, but now that's
couldn't take the rivalry anymore.
Just couldn't. It was too fierce. The Toronto Blue Jays, where they famously do not speak French, they speak all sorts of stuff in Toronto, but it's not like francophonie like Montreal or Quebec or something like that. That was a pretty interesting game there last night. It produced one of the, I think, potentially great sports photographs of, I don't know, a while here. If you're watching on Twitch or you're watching on YouTube, you can see it right now. Or not right now, but we'll put it up here in just a second if we could, David. It was that play you just heard right there. Shohei Ohtani giving up a bit of a gopher ball. And Vlad Guerrero not only not missing it, but hitting it far and high enough that he was able to watch it from home plate. And not only was he watching it from home plate, but in the photograph, so is Shohei Ohtani. It's a great picture. And if the Blue Jays go on to win this, both of them knew it was gone. If you're watching on tape, you can see it right there. Both of them knew that thing was out of there. And the way this series was going, before they even started adding on the other runs, I thought, that is huge. That is huge for the Blue Jays to get a lead like that on him. They've been able to, you know, navigate. Bieber was great again. Bieber's been awesome. I know he was injured, but when Toronto made that move and brought him in there and made that trade, that was an impact trade. There were other teams that were more active at the deadline. Not the Red Sox, but there were definitely other teams that were more active at the deadline. The Yankees were more active. The Mariners were more active. Lots of teams were more active than Toronto was. But Toronto getting him, that's huge. That is huge, because one thing I thought about them coming into this series, they were going to run out of pitching. And, you know, listen, they had Scherzer out there the other day. They lost that game. But they have not yet run out of pitching. And now they're resetting the rotation. And I think they're in decent shape. If you think that's good analysis, well, let me share something I read on Twitter today from a one Irvin Magic Johnson. Did you see this one, Joe?
I think I caught a glimpse of it, but of course, the Dodgers owner has to provide some great analysis.
Magic Johnson, known for his in-depth analysis, at 1:15 in the afternoon today, which that's Eastern time, so it was like 10 a.m. for him, tweeted the following. And yes, I still say tweeted. And I quote, "With the series being 2-2, Game 5 is very important. Whichever team wins takes control of the series!" Exclamation point. And that's the tweet. End quote. That's the tweet. "With the series being 2-2, Game 5 is very important. Whichever team wins takes control of the series." Is he doing this on purpose? Is he now, is he leaning into it?
I'm not going to be here.
Because that one, that's an all-timer. Like, even for him, like he often tweets those type of things. The team that scores the most points is definitely going to win. Like, that's not a tweet that would be crazy to see come from his account. But that one, I mean, waiting a full day, you know, till the next morning to get that tweet off. It, just so you know, in case you guys were dying to know, this is an important one tonight because 2-2. Game 5. Am I right? Like, yeah, Magic, you're right, buddy.
Who are the two teams that play in the Super Bowl? They're going to be decided by which two teams play the best.
Absolutely, Big O. Absolutely. Nice pull there. I am still of the belief that the Dodgers are going to win this. I still think they're better. But that moment last night, that Guerrero home run in the win with no Springer, that was big. That's big for Toronto. And to prove that they could do that with Ohtani on the mound, I thought Ohtani was going to go out there and look like Paul Skeens and Garrett Crochet and Tarek Skubal all wrapped in the one. I thought that's what you were going to see. I thought he was going to go out there and just absolutely dominate. And he didn't. He was good, but that was not, you know, for as much of a big game hitter as he's been here, and in the previous rounds, big game pitcher as well, I think I was all expecting a little bit more. You know, you set the bar pretty high there, Ohtani. Like, we're all expecting certain things from you, and that was not what they ended up getting last night. I think the Dodgers, I'm sure the betting markets were through the roof for him, and, you know, all sorts of prop bets for him and everything else, but certainly a win for the Dodgers last night, and they couldn't come away with it. So I think the Blue Jays are probably looking at tonight. It's a big opportunity. I think the Dodgers, with Snell on the mound, have got to be feeling confident. This is a pretty good World Series we're watching here. And as Magic Johnson said, with the series being 2-2, Game 5 is indeed very important. And I'm not going to argue with Magic Johnson. That's all the time we have here tonight. Joe Braverman, great job. We're back tomorrow at 6 o'clock. We got a little more time as it is a day off from the World Series. There will be Thursday Night Football tomorrow, so we'll have an hour and a half instead of the hour that we've had. And we'll talk to you then. Enjoy the World Series. Enjoy the baseball. We're back tomorrow at 6 here on Boston Sports Original WEEI. Good night now.
That's it.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.